The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
We referenced earlier Sports Mayor and his comments on Twitter. No way. About watching the city of Philadelphia celebrate their team. But he's nowhere near the top two in the lamest sports politicians things that came out over the last few days. So if you recall, when the Cowboys were set to take on the 49ers, someone named Eric Swalwell, who represents San Francisco in the United States House of Representatives, he wanted to do a little fun bet with Ted Cruz where whichever team lost, that representative would take off the internet for the rest of January. Really high stakes, as if those people are typically running their own Twitter account for the most part anyways. Ted replied with some joke about some Chinese scandal that Swalwell was involved in. Hilarity ensued. Well, Swalwell's team won, so he wasn't done. And I saw this video over the weekend. Maybe it was Friday. The video you really need to see, but I think the audio is going to do it justice. Ham, no pun intended. It is Swalwell and Representative Brendan Boyle from Pennsylvania. And they filmed a video right there, you know, in Washington, D.C., the Capitol. And they're wearing their suits, but they each have their jersey on over it, a Kittle and a Hertz, I believe. And it starts out with Boyle kind of trash-talking into his cell phone, selfie style. And then Swalwell starts trash-talking into his phone and even does a bit, see how great this is, where he pretends like he's talking to Kyle Shanahan. And has a stock press conference image of Kyle Shanahan in the corner like it's a FaceTime. And he's like, come on, Coach Shan, you know what it is. Kittle, Kittle, and up the middle. And he's like pretending to catch a football. It's possibly the worst thing I've ever seen. Here's a little bit of the audio. It sounds like it was written by Skip Bayless, but even worse than that. I think the first one here is going to be Swalwell.
Here's the deal. 49ers are going to Philadelphia this weekend. And they're going to see the Philadelphia Eagles. They're going to run into the best defense in the NFL. So it's going to be try, Eagles, try. Then Brock Purdy with the football.
Get it?
Yes, like fly, Eagles, fly, but he's saying try. Yeah, that's
all the tools, Debo Samuel, George Kittle, McCaffrey. It's going to be cry, Eagles, cry. They're not
that
going to
rhymes, too. That rhymes with fly.
But it's not
and
fly.
Try. No, no, no.
I'm telling you.
Worse.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have a big, big win in that stadium with all those fans. And all those hurtful things, it's not going to work. We're going to the Super Bowl. Bye, Eagles. Bye.
That also rhymes.
Yeah. So now, at this point of the video, for our last 30 seconds here.
What's he going to do now? He's been on the sports beat for the last month or two.
I know. For the last 30 seconds or so here, our two representatives in their jerseys over their suits are down in three-point stances facing one another. And they are doing just some friendly trash talking.
Look, I'm really concerned about your feelings. I know San Fran fans are kind of soft.
Oh, yeah.
Will you cry? Are you bringing, like, a towel? Or
you guys really showed up against the Cowboys this year. Who we beat? We just beat them. They
Excuse
beat you guys.
Me. Listen, fake news, Swalwell. We beat the Cowboys. Yeah. Here's the deal. We're going to the Super Bowl. We have the best defense, the best quarterback, the best fans. And San Fran stands for season 10.
Yeah. How about we go to the game together?
All right. That's
Then they pretended to tackle.
Now, is the Philly guy Republican?
No. I don't think so.
They're both Democrats?
Yeah.
Democrats. Okay, because he was using fake news Swalwell.
Yeah.
That really flowed off the tongue. Where'd you come up with that one?
And they're using the same production company the Cowboys use.
No
for their
doubt.
Guitar.
They got the same.
They have a disc. One disc. Yeah,
an awful mix, CD. Too. The music was way too loud.
It's a terrible mix. It's terrible.
I'm sure there's no fades on the audio.
They were stumbling over their lines. They're dorks.
Oh, my gosh.
Your tax dollars.
Why not work? Have. Why not we get actually Kittle on a video with Jalen Hurts and their. Going over policy.
I would, frankly, much prefer to see that.
All right, you want to hear my?
Yes, I definitely do.
Greatest audio I've ever had. Told you not to look at it, even though I know it's going to be sent to you a million times.
And I promise you I haven't.
So, if we had a problem in the past with Mayor Laura Miller... here in Dallas, for releasing the potential. Was this the Mavs parade route when they were up 2-1 against the Heat? They released that, and that became a news story. And then, of course, the Heat kind of caught on to the fact that Dallas had a parade route already planned. And if you want to believe and they use that for a little extra motivation, then believe that. But it's you don't need it. You know, it probably didn't have anything to do with it, but you just don't need extra stuff. So did the Bengals need this? They have their sports mayor. I wasn't even aware. But he went out on the Soch and went so far as to issue a proclamation from the desk of the mayor.
Oh, the worst.
So.
Oh, my gosh.
Enjoy the mayor of Cincinnati.
Good afternoon, Cincinnati. I have a proclamation from the desk of the mayor. Be it proclaimed, whereas the Cincinnati Bengals are headed to Burrowhead Stadium for their second consecutive AFC Championship game. Whereas at last year's game, the Bengals scored more points than the Chiefs, resulting in a Bengals victory and a Chiefs loss. Whereas Joseph Lee Burrow, who's 3-0 against Mahomes, has been asked by officials to take a paternity test, confirming whether or not he's his father. Whereas all season long, Cincinnati has been on a path of destiny, fighting it out to overcome anyone who stands between them and a Super Bowl win. And whereas Kansas City is named after its neighboring state, which is, you know, just kind of weird. Now therefore, I, Aftab Pierval, mayor of the city of Cincinnati, do hereby proclaim January 29th, 2023, as They Gotta Play Us Day in Cincinnati. Thank you.
Oh.
Do we Can you recall the election now? Like, would that be enough to make you want to get rid of this guy?
Absolutely, because I certainly long for the days that Cincinnati was run by competent, wholesome mayors such as Jerry Springer.
He was the mayor of Cincinnati. So now I was forced to root for Kansas City. After that. Like during the game, and I saw the Phantom 3rd-and-9 that they got 2 tries at, and the Eli Apple defensive holding, and the questionable pass interference against Cincinnati. I kind of almost went back to rooting for Cincinnati, and then I just watched this mayor video again, and I said, okay, that's right. This is why I'm rooting for Kansas City.
Do you want to hear what Travis Kelce had to say about that?
Yeah.
This is on the podium, trophy presentation. He's up there with Lamar Hunt. Lamar Hunt's family, which, by the way, worst bit in sports. I know we say it every time. The first person, like, handing a trophy to some guy that no one cares about. I'm sorry. No one watching the game is like, just the blood, sweat, and tears of Robert Kraft or Lamar Hunt or, excuse me, Clark Hunt
right.
is up there. And so Kelce doesn't care, though. And I think he knows that he can do whatever he wants and say whatever he wants. And they're just all like, oh, just keep doing what you do.
It is still called Arrowhead, last time I checked, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Is this thing still called Arrowhead? What does it sound like out there?
So is it – okay, hold on. Nance, that's Nancy up on the stage?
Yeah.
He's also horrible, but he's feeding right into it. Yeah, now I'm one of you.
No.
Like, had Cincinnati won – he'd have been like,
maybe it is Burrowhead.
Yeah.
Totes. Legendary performance tonight, Patrick. Congratulations. And Travis, we look forward to seeing you and your brother square off. We've got to get out of here, but well done, my friend.
I appreciate you. How about this beautiful trophy? Huh? Hey, I got some wise words for that Cincinnati mayor. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni. You gotta fight for your right to party.
Jabroni.
Yeah, it's what The Rock used to say.
That's awesome.
That whole bit is just The Rock. So I do want to play.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was.
But, again, he didn't have anything to do with it really in the end, but why offer more? There's enough, you know? There's enough with the Burrow thing.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.